It's been about 6 years since our guest Suzanne Vega's last release, Songs in Red and Gray, and now she has a new one called Beauty and Crime. Like her hit Tom's Diner and even her breakthrough song Luca, her new album is set in her hometown of New York City. And I ask her about writing about the city.
Yeah, I write about the city often. I live in New York City. I've grown up there. It's informed a lot of the songs, especially Tom's Diner. And I guess the Solitude Standing album had quite a few New York songs. So the title, Beauty and Crime, comes from the song called New York is a Woman. I guess I was looking for a phrase that sort of summed up the two sides of the city, the beautiful side of it and the darker side of it. And that seemed to be one that fit pretty well. And there's a lot of songs on this album that are about New York and also about the theme of beauty. So not so much crime, but there is some crime on the album. If you look for it, you can find it. So it just seemed to kind of cover all bases, really.
Yeah, that song, New York is a Woman, has kind of an outsider in it. But a lot of the songs are very, I would say if you'd lived there a while, that you understand them better. For instance, Zephyr and
Zephyr
I.
Zephyr and I, yes.
That kind of, explain what that relates to.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, well, what are you saying? What's that first line? What are you talking about? There's a graffiti artist named Zephyr, who if you grew up in New York anytime in the last 30 years, really, you would know his work. And I have two brothers, and they were very influenced by his graffiti style. So our notebooks at home were all covered with the word Zephyr all over it. So I know him a little bit, and we were talking, I guess about 4 years ago, we were standing outside on West End Avenue, and we kind of had this little conversation that's pretty much just the way it is in the song. It's a song about West End Avenue, all the kids who used to hang out there pretty much in the 70s. And now they've all grown up and gone away, but also New York is kind of different than it used to be. So it's a little snapshot of what New York was like.
This is a live version of Zephyr and I, one you'll find on Beauty and Crime. Suzanne Vega playing live today.
Kicks up with the smell of rain.
souls remain. The graffiti goes and the walls complain. And the flowers go, but the earth must still remain.
Zephyr and I, the song that begins Beauty and Crime and begins our session today, with Suzanne Vega playing live for us. We're getting a chance to find out a bit about these tunes. Was there a bit, when you ran into Zephyr, mm-hmm. was there a bit of a kind of a reunion aspect of it, of not only looking at what New York City is like now, but look at where we are now?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the Upper West Side was a place that he used to come and hang out when he was in his teens. And, of course, I lived there. After I lived in East Harlem, I moved to the Upper West Side. So there was a kind of reunion aspect of, even though we didn't know each other back then, I only knew his work.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, a bit of like, yeah, see how it is now, and it used to be this other way. And a few of the songs have that quality to them.
Now, one of the things we're talking about when we're talking about New York changing is now a lot of the people who used to be able to live in Manhattan now live in Brooklyn, or now, I guess, now live in Queens and live in
New Jersey.
Has that made a difference in your experience of the city? You still live in Manhattan?
I live in Manhattan, yeah. I mean, over the last few years, I mean, obviously I make more money now than I did when I was a secretary back 20 years ago. So I still do live in Manhattan. I suppose if I were just up and coming now, maybe I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It doesn't particularly change your experience of it, but
it's changed my living situation, you know. But the fact is that there are still lots of people who live in New York who don't have money. There's still lots of housing projects. Unfortunately, the homeless situation is getting worse and not better. So, you know, in some ways people complain and say, believe it or not, they do complain, saying that there's not as much crime as there used to be, and it's not as much fun as it used to be. But I don't really see it that way. I see it as the same mixture of, you know, classes, races, all different kinds of experiences kind of squashed together on this small place.
You talked about the album, the other theme of the album being beauty, and I wanted to, maybe you could do a song called Pornographer's Dream, which I think has more, it has to do with beauty, but also other aspects of this woman, I suppose.
Well, Pornographer's Dream, people have been saying, what gave you that idea? I guess I'm really into, I read a lot of biographies, and especially of those famous old-style glamour biographies. So I think I was reading about Elizabeth Taylor, and I think this was actually something that Richard Burton had said about Elizabeth Taylor, that she was a pornographer's dream. And, of course, we all know what that means. But I guess I started, the phrase kind of stuck in my head, and I started to think about it literally. You know, what would a person who was surrounded by these images, what would they really long for in their hearts? What do people in general really long for? And so it's a sort of charming theory about what you really want is something that's mysterious, something that's out of your reach. Which I think is what everybody kind of wants in their hearts.
And this is a live performance of Pornographer's Dream.
She's a pornographer's dream. Upon high, what he saw so much of, or wouldn't he dream of the thing that he never could quite get the touch of? It's out of his hands, over his head, out of his reach, under this real life, hidden in veins, covered in sin. Thank you.
to tease the camera and please us at home, and we let her. Who's to know what she'll show of herself, in what measure, if what she reveals or what she conceals is the key to our pleasure. It's out of our hands, over our heads, out of our reach, under this real life hidden light, covered in silk.
Suzanne Vega playing live. Well, you were talking about that biography that led to A Pornographer's Dream. The song I'm not sure you're going to be able to do today, but Frank and Ava, which is about Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we all have to read biographies to kind of know a little bit about them. But what did inspire that?
Again, it was a biography. I was reading Ava Gardner's biography, and she was talking about her relationship with Frank Sinatra, their marriage, and how well they got along in bed and not always so well outside of bed. And there's something I thought, oh, that's a really good idea for a song, because I think it's can be a kind of universal problem. I think everybody, once you've gotten some experience, has had that kind of relationship where you're in love with the person, you're attracted to them, but you cannot live with them. And so that's what I wanted to write about.
Can you all do Frank and Ava?
Yeah, sure.
Frank and Ava, a song you may have heard us play more than once from Suzanne Vega's new Beauty and Crime. I was thinking about you and how your career has gone, because right in the, very much in the beginning of it, you had a huge hit song with Luca. And did that change you as a songwriter for a while in any way, or has it at all? Did you chase having a hit song? Did you say, ooh, I want another one of those? Or...
Well, I must admit to you that having a hit song was a pretty great feeling. To that and having Tom's Diner, where I could go anywhere in the world. I could go to Korea, Japan, and people know the music. There's really nothing like that, and there's a reason it's called a hit. It's like you really feel this connection with all these people, and yeah, it feels great. But on the other hand, I suppose in my way I've chased it, but most people can't tell. You know, for the album that followed that Solitude Standing, you know, I made this album and I had a couple of songs on there that I kind of produced a certain way, and I thought, well, this will be obvious that I'm chasing a hit. And of course, we showed it to the record company and they came back with that old line. Yeah. I just don't hear a single.
That's so funny.
So I think my ear is kind of different from most people's. What I consider to be really pop is not what everybody else feels. But on the other hand, the hits that I've had have been huge surprises to me.
Well, you can certainly say that about Tom's Diner.
Luca, too. I mean, when I wrote it, I had written it for 3 years before we produced it, before it came out. So I was performing it as a pretty simple, straightforward song. And it was really not one that people asked for. People would ask for other songs with, choruses and... So it was really the production and then the response of the public that really kind of made that song.
Let's go back to New York City. And
sure.
Can you do Ludlow Street and tell the significance of that?
Ludlow Street is a street that for me is about memories. And I guess that's why the song has this sort of melancholy feel to it. I never lived on Ludlow Street, but I lived near there, and it was the place of certain parties that I'd been to in the 80s. And later on there, my brother moved to Ludlow Street, and I picked him up once there to take him to rehab there. Partying often leads to rehab if you don't keep it in check. So for me, Ludlow Street is a place of kind of layers of time and memories of things that happened there, and that's sort of what I wanted to capture in this song.
Still the
That's Ludlow Street, a place, a specific place of memories for our guest today, Suzanne Vega, and one of the tunes from Beauty and Crime, the new album on the new label, which is Blue Note. Well, a really nice album. Now I'll tell you what, would you be able to hang out a little bit and play DJ?
Sure.
Because I'll bet that you can think of some songs about New York City.
Oh, there's a ton.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll do a top five when we next hour with our guest Suzanne Vega, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.